Fine, as you can see, I'm not a politician.
You are.
I'm a photographer stroke artist, and I'm doing a four-week HND media course. I'm in my final year. But unlike Alan, I do use cannabis for medical uses. I've got trachoma and I've got a spinal problem. If I lived in a free world, I'd be able to choose my own medication and not have someone dictate what I can and what I can't use. It's me who might go blind, it's me that has to take it. I personally do not like taking the chemicals that it gives. The chemicals for trachoma you get two lots of drops. You have to put them in twice a day. The first one's not too painful. But the third one's like probably putting mild acid in your eye goes bright red and it's very painful. You have to have your eyes tested every year to make sure your pressure is going up or down or whatever. And after 3 or 4 years being tested, optician asked me, he said, what have you been doing different? And I said, well, I've been smoking just clean cannabis for a change instead of soap glass. And he goes, well, your eye pressure's gone that down that much. You don't have to come in every year, you can come every 8 months. So again, like this, I know it does work. And it also helps me to relax with my back problems as well. But it's much deeper than that. I'm not really here just to talk about South America. But I think our country's politicians basically are short-sighted and only think 4 years at a time. 1 year they're promising and kissing babies and sucking up to everywhere. And the next 3 years saying why they can't do the promises they promise. I too am fed up with the lies. It's all lies. Everything they do. Labour, the lot. And a lot of people don't see the difference between each party. They wear nice clean suits, they all wear do, and they all say the same things. They don't really say anything new. And we should be looking for cleaner ways of power for a start. I mean, we're an island. We don't need to have nuclear power. We could use the waves, we could use the sea, we could use the rivers, everything. And we're not. And we should be ashamed of ourselves, because it should have been done years ago, let alone doing it now. The farmers, they could be paid for growing fuel, paper, medicine, but they're getting paid for letting the land do nothing. It's wrong. And this would also restart old industries that have been laid dormant for years, and would help bring back employment to the countryside, which is now probably one of the worst places to be if you're looking for work. Right. If we don't wake up soon, we're going to be reliant on other countries like we are with the oil and gas. I mean, that's another joke. North Sea gas. Everyone else got it, all but England. We stand in the shadow of the USA all the time. And if we're not careful, we'll end up as hated as they are. Like all the things they've done in Somalia and Afghanistan and Iraq. I mean, it's two wars now in the last couple of years with Afghanistan and Iraq. And the way they go into these wars, they say this and they say that, but the real reason is they want the troops there. They need to be in there because they've got no control. They want to have the control of the oil. And Tony Blair, I mean, he started off as well saying education. Well, I'm in higher education. It's a mess. It's a total mess. The Avids, we've got 3 Avids, which is the professional editing suite, between 85 people, which means you go in 3s and 4s, and you really do have to plan your time. It's a nightmare. If the taxes would go on the things that they were meant to go, we'd be really good, well off. There's more waste in the NHS than there is anywhere else. There's too many people in the middle. We need people. Our roads are a joke. And as for public transport, I mean, Hugh came all the way down from Scotland yesterday. He said he had a brilliant journey. Got to Peterborough and that's it. Stop. Train. It took longer to get from there to here than it did from all the rest of the way. get to East Anglia today, buses, they drive around Norwich empty. And it's because the prices are so high, it's ridiculous. It's cheaper to buy driving a car apart if you can find something. If the local bus people even cut the half the fare by half, their buses would, they'd make more money because more people would use them. The fares are outrageous. No one thinks ahead, they all keep thinking behind. And it's a joke. We've got a new hospital as well, and that's been in the local paper this lately. It's running at code red, which means that 70% of the time there's only 5 beds available for emergency. So you've really got to hope there's nothing, anything major happen other than a car accident, because they haven't got the things for it. When in theory they get the money, but it doesn't get to the right places. And another thing, cycle lanes as well. Norwich means flat. It should be cycled, but it's lethal cycling around Norwich. Me and my girlfriend were cycling around, and the bus driver saw us coming and kept pulling out, and he didn't stop, and he knocked into my girlfriend, which knocked into me, and he was in the middle of the road. And he didn't even bother to stop. It's another reason people don't like the buses and transport. But here's the thing, I'm going back a bit now. Talking about image. I really do think some people worry too much about their image and how other people see them. When, if you worry about too much, you can forget the real issues that matter, like canvas for people like his eye on, and anyone else that needs to use it, even if it's the recreation. The relaxation is just as important as anything else. This stress is probably one of the biggest killers. I've even been told that I should cut my hair off, take metalwork out of my face, but so I could gain extra votes. But personally, I think I'd lose a lot more than I'd gain, because I do know a lot of people, and if they saw me changing, they'd know that I was doing it just to do a Tony Blair type thing. And basically, I don't want to be a Tony Blair. I don't want to be nothing to do with him. I'm not a suit wearer, I never will be a suit wearer, God forbid. Most of the biggest cheats and liars in this world all wear suits. All the wars, they're all caused by people that wear suits. All the nice, posh people that people let into their houses. But they've got no substance and they know nothing about the real world. In the last election, in the biggest turnout in this war, it was about 35% of people turned out. That's out. I mean, that's crazy. And 65% of people didn't vote. And I don't think it's all because they didn't like the clothes they was wearing. I think it's more about that they don't see any difference. And this is where we could, in theory, have a bloodless revolution. 65% left out there that it can't all be about what they look. It's the people don't see any difference. They don't think there can be any change, but there could be change if we get out there and see people. There's still a lot of people in this city who don't know we're about, but they would be into us if they knew we were out there. And this is what we've all got to do, is to motivate ourselves, to motivate other people. We're working on a local fundraising event at the moment, and we've come up against some red tape as usual, but it is going to happen, and we're going to try and promote local bands, because there's nothing put on for anyone really unless it costs a fortune. We're going to try and do everything so it's cheap. Bands are all doing it for free. Everyone's devoting their time for free, but because of certain things we have to do, we can't get the date yet. But that is going to happen, and that can happen in anywhere, because everyone knows someone that plays in a band or knows a band and they can talk to them. And if you've got good issues that you want to bring up, people are really into help. I was surprised how many people really wanted to help with this. And I'm getting people coming up to me now, asking me if they can be involved with it. And we've had this sort of putting back a bit. So once word gets out and they know it's about, it's surprising the momentum that gets going. Because there are people want things to happen. And it's going to be a widespread music from everything from rock through to folk music. We'll have street entertainers, comedians, and whatever. It's all going to be a good crowd, and that can be happening anywhere. It doesn't have to happen here. But it's finding the venue and getting the support. And anyone can do it, really. I don't think it's that hard. But we just got to motivate ourselves. There is one thing... This is it, again. There is one thing that all of us got together. We come from all different backgrounds. I can see it, there's every type of different person you can think of. But we all got one thing in common. One thing in common, and that is we care. We care about people, and we care that they're allowed to use the medication that they need to use. We care about the local area and want to do, don't want it to go downhill. Well, I don't anyway. And we also care about the world and what we live in. And I personally don't want to leave my daughter with a messed up world, which is what we are doing. But we can change, we just need to motivate. Thank you.